a faster, easier way to keep your kitchen and bathroom spotless, change to Babbel, the amazing cleaner that dissolves grease. Makers of Babbel present Laura Lawton, the story of what it means to be the wife of one of the richest, most attractive men in all America. The story of the conflict between love and riches in a world so many dream of, but where so few dreams come true. Now, ladies, let me tell you about a fast, easy way to clean canvas and buckskin white shoes these summer days. You simply use Babbel. For the dirt on those white shoes, like the dirt in your kitchen and bathroom, is greasy dirt. And Babbel was specifically created to dissolve grease. You just sprinkle a little Babbel on a damp cloth, then wipe the shoes. With grease dissolved, dirt and stains wipe gently off. It's easy, you're through quickly. So try cleaning your white shoes with Babbel today. Next time you shop, ask your grocer for Babbel. In the famous green can with the big white letters, B-A-B-O. And now, Laura Lawton. Laura telephoned her friend May Case at Carver Shipyards in Washington to tell May that her husband, Peter Carver, has come out of the deep coma into which he collapsed when he learned that he had killed Bessie Harris. It was Peter's sister, Gail McDonald, who told Peter the dreadful news. And Gail was with May when Laura's call came through. Now, May has hung up. And Gail looks at her expectantly as May says,
"Well, Gail, you heard all that, I suppose.
Peter is conscious."
"Yes, Dr. Valancourt is with him now."
"Does he remember me, May?"
"He remembers that you told him
he killed Bessie Harris."
"What does he say about it?"
"He has a great deal to say about anything, Gail."
"Does he recognize Laura now?"
"Yes. He says he's more like himself than he's been through his whole sickness."
"I think I did right in telling him he killed Bert Harris' wife."
"Perhaps you did, Gail."
"I don't expect you to give me credit for it, though."
"Gail, you didn't go to Hopewell for Peter's sake or for Laura's sake. You went there to make more trouble. You went there to ask him to help you fight Laura here at the shipyard. That was your motive, Gail, and it was an ugly one."
"Oh, you hate me, May. What is it? Are you afraid that if I get my hands on the shipyard, you won't be so secure?"
"That's impertinent and unkind, Gail."
"Angus is pretty angry about all this, you know."
"Yes. Your husband is lunching with Stephen Grant today. I turned his letter over to Stephen, since Stephen is helping Laura to run things here."
"And I'll bet you told Stephen not to pay any attention to it."
"On the contrary, Gail. If Angus truly feels that you have been ill-used in the stock arrangement, we can get Mr. Chubb to look the situation over."
"I notice everyone you're mentioning is Laura's friend."
"Gail, you would find it very difficult to find someone in this transaction who is not Laura's friend. I know possibly three enemies, and that's all."
"Who are they?"
"Dr. Valancourt's fiancée, Carolyn Lamb, Bert Harris, and yourself."
"Bert Harris has every right to hate Laura, to hate anybody connected with the shipyard."
"Possibly."
"Peter killed his wife."
"We'll set aside Bert Harris. How about Carolyn Lamb? She's a neurotic, selfish woman. She wants to destroy Laura, and she's using you to help her."
"She only..."
"She wants to prove to Dr. Randy Valancourt that Laura has failed in the shipyard. She'll take the stock that she wants you to buy with her money."
"Who told you that?"
"None of us had to be told it, Gail. After all, such an abrupt demand to buy back the stock you were so anxious to sell when Laura first took over the shipyard."
"I'm acting out of loyalty."
"Loyalty? Laura needed your loyalty when Peter first cracked up. Laura needed every available bit of cash she had. But she used it to buy you out so no one else could get the stock. Gail, do you think we'd allow you to put us in jeopardy again?"
"I..."
"No. Not until Peter Carver comes back here and Laura gives him his office again will there be the slightest chance of your buying into the shipyard."
"May, I hate Laura now. And I'm beginning to hate you."
"You travel in excellent company for hating Gail. Carolyn Lamb hates everyone who does not contribute to her selfish, neurotic vanity. Bert Harris' mind has been warped by his unnatural devotion to Peter and the shock of his wife's death. I don't like the company you keep, Gale. I wish you'd come home.
I never will now. But let me tell you this, May. When the day comes that Peter does come back here, I'll be the first one to tell him what happened. The very first one.
We'll wait for that day, Gale. But don't count on it too heavily. When Peter Carver regains his mental ability, the first acknowledgement he will have to make is about Laura. He will have to accede that through all his trials, Laura stood by him. He will have to admit, too, that his sister showed less devotion, affection, kindness than anyone in his life before.
Meanwhile, at Hopewell Hospital for the criminally insane, Laura pays a visit to her husband. It's the morning after he regained consciousness. And Laura, coming into the room, is astonished to see him sitting up in bed, reading. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning, dear.
You have a good night?
Yes, Peter, I slept better than usual. And you, darling?
I didn't sleep. I was afraid.
Why, dear?
Well, when you've regained consciousness after a long and confusing bout with nightmares and delusions, you don't relinquish that consciousness very willingly.
Well, I suppose that's so, dear.
So I spent the night thinking, clarifying things, and drawing up a list of questions to ask you. Laura, you're like a beacon to me now. I have to steer through waters that are very strange to me. I have to chart a careful course, and you're my guiding star.
I hope, darling, you won't try to make the trip too hurriedly. A little at a time, dear. Go slowly.
Laura, I've been ill so long. What's happened at the shipyard? Who's running things?
I am, dear, with May Case and Stephen Grant.
You are? You go there, you mean? You work?
Oh, yes. The board and I decided that I could do it, that with advice from the outside, we could manage, and we have, darling.
Whose advice?
Daniel Chubb has been so kind, placed all his experience and legal knowledge at my disposal.
Hmm. Did anyone buy in?
No. We were able to keep all our stock, Peter. Yours and mine and...
And Gail's?
I bought Gail's.
You bought Gail's stock. Why?
Well, she wanted to sell it, dear. She just didn't feel that I could manage.
But her husband is there, Angus.
No, Peter. Angus left.
Angus left the shipyard? But, Laura, you needed him. You.
Yes, but, Peter, dear, to have forced Angus to stay wouldn't have achieved anything. So I let him go. And I bought Gail stock myself.
With what?
With money, dear. Your money. And the stock is held by you and me jointly.
But that money was yours. It was my settlement on you. It was cash. It was your own money.
That you gave me, Peter, so it was really yours.
So that left just you and May and... who is this chap you mentioned?
Stephen Grant. He came to the shipyards about 2 days before you collapsed, dear. He's been wonderful. He's a young marine architect, and the new barge that he's designed is going to be a great success.
New barge? But we talked about a barge some time ago.
I know.
It was voted down.
Well, Peter, we had to do something dramatic and important, so we went ahead with the barge.
Good heavens.
We have orders on the performance behavior of our first one. When that proved itself, why...
All this has been going on without me.
Yes, dear.
It's amazing. What sort of support do you have from the board? How about the other key men?
Well, Peter, they didn't like it at first at all. They resented me terribly. They weren't as obvious about it as Bert Harris was, but it was there. However, May and Stephen helped me, and I think that when Angus and Gail gave up, the others felt that they couldn't. Do you see?
Hmm.
But, darling, none of that's important. The important thing is to get you well.
Well, there's the operation to do that, Laura, you know. Valancourt came in with the x-rays of my head.
Yes.
He's a very explicit person.
I know.
And I can grasp from what he's pointed out to me that an operation is necessary if I want to be well.
Peter.
I haven't given my consent yet, Laura, so don't rejoice.
What? Yes, dear, of course.
There are so many factors.
I know, dear. And Peter, darling, don't think that you're being forced into this thing. Please don't think that for a minute.
No, I won't.
Because, oh, my darling, all I want for you is tranquility and peace.
Thank you.
I... Darling, I... Are you angry at me? Am I annoying you?
You're still very humble, aren't you?
I don't understand.
I think you love me. It's astonishing. I think you still love me.
I do, Peter.
Oh, it's so foolish of you, so wasteful.
But
I think you're foolish to stay loyal to someone like me. I think Gail is the wiser of you two. Last night, I looked back on what had happened. And looking back, I retraced your steps. I saw what it's been for you. Months and months of anguish and despair and discouragement. Months and months of it, Laura. Ending where? Here. In a few days to have me operated on. And when I recover, you'll go through the anguish of a trial. Watching me be tried for murder. Gail is the wiser, Laura. There's wisdom in disloyalty, in desertion sometimes. More wisdom than you possess.
How can Peter's new despair and defeat be combated by Laura Lawton? Ladies, here are the thrilling reports of Babbo's nationwide survey. Yes, actual figures from housewives that prove Babbo can save you precious cleaning time every day. Here's the explanation. We made an extensive study throughout all 48 states. Asked nearly 6,000 women to test Babbo's cleaning speed right where it counts the most, in their own bathrooms and kitchens. And the women who took part timed each cleaning job with other cleansers, then with Babbo. They said that Babbo, on the average, saves nearly 4 minutes in cleaning a bathtub, over 2 minutes in cleaning a frying pan, over 3 minutes in cleaning a kitchen sink, and so on. Average savings which add up to 1/2 hour a day. Now, if you have a big family, you can see how these savings can add up, perhaps to even more than the average savings reported. But that's not all. These women also found Babbo safest, most economical, too. Here's the secret. 90% of your daily scouring is caused by grease. Babbo was specifically created to dissolve grease. With grease dissolved, dirt and stains wipe off safely, easily, thoroughly. You're through really fast. So apply the amazing results of Babbo's nationwide survey to your household cleaning work. See if you don't save more than 1/2 hour a day. Get Babbo today. And at the same time, be sure to get 2 of the beautiful new plastic Babbo can holders, one to beautify your bathroom, one to brighten up your kitchen. They come in 4 lovely colors, red, blue, ivory, or green, and harmonize with any room. Laura Lawton will be on the air at the same time tomorrow. Ron Rawson speaking and asking you to remember that Laura Lawton is brought to you by Babbo, the grease-dissolving cleaner. So tune in tomorrow. And meanwhile, clean those pots, pans, and sinks the easy way with Babbo. B-A-B-O.
Here's that better, fast, easy way to clean sluggish drain pipes. Simply get Lycon, L-Y-C-O-N-S, just pour a little down the drain the way the label tells you, and accumulated stoppage is speedily, completely dissolved and washed right down that drain. Then, as good drain pipe insurance, keep drain pipes free-flowing by using Lycons every week for less than a penny. Insist on the Lycons brand. It pours freely, so it's handy to use. There's no waste. It won't injure pipes. Lycons is excellent, too, for cleaning septic tanks. Today at your grocer's, get Lycons. L-Y-C-O-N-S.
Be sure to tune in tomorrow morning to This is Nora Drake, heard over most of these stations.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.